Okay. Well, you know, starting to dig into the Browns here, and, you know, they played a lot of good football teams, and they've really taken them all right down to the wire. Of course, other than New Orleans, they handled them. But it's a very convincing win over New Orleans, and that's, you know, that's kind of scary in itself. You know, of course, down in New Orleans. So, real physical team, tough, hard-nosed running football team, tough on defense, good in the kicking game. Got some young players that have stepped up. You know, Cribs is a major threat, of course. They don't give up a lot of points, and you know, Hillis has done a real good job for him, running the ball, breaking tackles, you know, keeping him in short yarded situations with his first and second down carries, and then converting on third down. You know, they've played very competitively, and you know, they're a good tough football team. So that'd be a big challenge for us to go up there and, you know, deal with this type of team playing at home, coming off the big win they had at, against the Saints. You know, I'm sure they'll be ready to go with the extra week of preparation and you know, and the momentum they had from that big win last weekend.
So was there something that you saw in the Saints game that hasn't translated to the other games, or what characteristics did you see in the way they played against the Saints that led them to win so easily?
You know, I think they played like they normally do. They played a good, you know, good, solid, tough football game, but they had some big plays with the, you know, in the kicking game, and that gave them some great field position, which ended up in some bonus points that really tilted the game pretty heavily in their favor. But, you know, they did a real good job on offense, defense, special teams, and, you know, of course, had the two returns on defense, the throwback, the fake punt. So, you know, when you put those really four big scoring and field position change plays into the New Orleans game, that took a close game and kind of broke it open.
Bill, following up on today's announcement that Logan Mankins has reported to the team, do the Patriots have a roster exemption?
You know, that transaction hasn't been turned in yet, so that won't and wouldn't happen until later on today, but I would expect it, though, yes.
And could you describe how it unfolded this week? Was it a surprise to you?
Logan came in. I met with him this morning, and it's good to have him back on the team. He's part of the team here now. He's reported, and, you know, he's been a great player in person for our football team. He's tough. He's smart. He's a dependable player. He's done all those things since he's been here, and you just can't have too many guys like that on your football team. So we're glad he's back.
Do you have any idea what kind of shape he's in? I mean, does he look like regular?
We'll take his situation day to day.
Bill, can you describe at all the contact you've had with him? Is this the first time you've talked to him in months, or have you been talking to him throughout the process?
Yeah, I don't think really any of that's – I don't want to get into any of that. It doesn't matter right now. He's here. We're getting ready for Cleveland. We've got a big game on Sunday, and that's really where all our focus is. I don't want to rehash anything that's gone on in the past. It's all behind us.
So obviously Logan had said some things about the organization and Kraft and all that in the past. When it comes to your decisions about whether to play a guy or not, will you take any of that into account, or is that something that, as you would say, you sort of don't really care about?
Well, as always, we'll do what's best for the football team.
So when you look at the Browns defensively, how much do you see the Patriots in terms of what they're trying to do schematically?
Well, I think the Browns are the Browns. They have a very experienced coaching staff there. They do what they want to do. It's not sure what all their influences are, and with Rob and Rex and so forth. So I don't really know. That's something that, you know, I think you'd have to ask them. But, you know, they play a 3-4 base defense, and they do a lot of different things off it. They press you, they cover you, they play man, they play zone. They're an aggressive team that's done a good job in the red area, haven't given up a lot of points, and you know, they're a tough physical football team.
It seems like this is like an every week thing, or has been recently, but they haven't announced their starting quarterback. It could be, I guess, three guys. Does that just make it even a little bit harder to prepare?
Well, I think very similar to the conversation we had last week. You know, all the players that are on the active roster that are eligible to play, we'll prepare for.
Bill, in terms of Hillis at running back, how would you describe his style? Obviously, the production speaks for itself to this point.
He's a big physical runner, tough kid, breaks a lot of tackles, catches the ball well. They use him on all three downs. So he's in there in sub situations as well. And, he's a strong runner, breaks a lot of tackles, knows where the goal line is, doesn't lose much yardage. Tough guy to get on the ground. He's been impressive.
Bill, Benjamin Watson has come on for them. I believe he's their leading pass receiver at tight end. Nice to see him doing well there.
Yeah, as long as it's not against us on Sunday.
Are they employing him any differently, or are just basically utilizing?
No, he plays tight end for him. No, he plays tight end, and he, does the things that a tight end does. But he's, he's a talented guy. A guy that did a good job for us, and he's doing a good job for Cleveland.
Bill, there was a on the goal line when in the Vikings game, Ron Brace looked like stood up the Vikings right tackle and kind of blew up that play a little bit. He's a guy who obviously was inactive either, I guess it was last week or a couple weeks ago. Is that nice to see or impressive to see a guy kind of come back after that and be a guy who can make a play that could change a game?
Sure. No, it was, yeah. I mean, Ron works hard every week, and that's what all of our players need to do is be prepared, and when they get the opportunity, take advantage of it, and Ron certainly did that. It was a huge play on the goal line, and he was right at the point of attack and did an excellent job there, but he's, he keeps working hard, and he's been a good contributor for us this year, and I'm sure he will continue to do that throughout the year. I don't know exactly what it'll be from week to week, but I can't really say that about anybody for that matter. It just, sometimes it just depends on our opponent in the game and how it goes and so forth. But that was certainly a big play, but he had, a number of other real good plays in the game. And, he had an opportunity to play, and he did well with it. So that's great to see. That's what you hope every player does, take advantage of the opportunities that they get.
Take a final question.
Bill, are you comfortable enough with Devin McCourty now that you feel like you can play him in a lot of man coverage?
Well, all our players that are out there have to play whatever defense is that we have called, and we've called plenty of over the course of the season, preseason, regular season, man, zones, blitzes, even man lines, odd man lines, so forth. So, you can't call defenses for one player. All 11 guys got to play it. It's whatever is called, then everybody plays that call. So, if they're out there, we're comfortable with the players that are out there doing the things that we call.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
All right. See you tomorrow.